You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Week of the Young Child is an annual nationwide celebration that focuses public attention on the needs of our youngest children as well as their families. It also recognizes the early childhood programs and services that help meet those needs. And here in Idaho, we'll be holding our own celebration of the young child. It will happen Sunday, August 8th at the Idaho Botanical Garden. And joining us today to talk more is Sherilyn Bowder with Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
So, Sherilyn, for folks who aren't aware, can you first just tell us a little bit about your organization?
Absolutely. So, I work for Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, and we are a nonprofit. And our goal is to see Idaho children thrive and learn during those critical early years, whether it's at home, in childcare, or in the classroom. So we work to advance Idaho's early learning profession and advocate for children, families, and those who work on behalf of children.
So I was going to say, so let's talk a little bit about the celebration of young children. As I mentioned in the beginning, this is usually a week long. It is a nationwide event. Why is something like this so important?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you for that question. So Week of the Young Child typically takes place in April most years, as it did this year, but we had it virtually, and our celebration, we still wanted to be able to hold. And so we are having the actual day of celebration in August this year, as you mentioned. And it's so important and vital to talk about young children and their developmental years. The reason we're hosting this event is to really get the word out about how critical it is to have supports for early childhood education and learning. Research has shown that 90% of a child's brain develops before they go to kindergarten, which means that all of those experiences leading up to kindergarten are learning experiences and go towards the development of their brain. And we really want to make sure that Idaho's children get every chance they can to have positive and quality experiences during those early years.
And as you mentioned, I mean, your association truly does advocate exactly for that. But we should note, you know, in whatever format that works for a family, I mean, I know you're big advocates for you know, pre-K, for early childhood education. But for some, that may be giving parents the resources to do that in their home, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we, of course, want to make sure that there are resources for child care centers and preschools and things like that. But we also advocate for having resources for parents and families to be able to provide those learning experiences in their homes as well. So that's so important to remember. One of the programs that we advocate for and participate in is the Ready for Kindergarten program, which helps parents learn what it means to be ready for kindergarten. How do you prepare your child to be ready to learn? It's these things that are really key and important. And it's so easy for parents to really engage with their child and do simple things like singing songs, having conversations, reading books. All of that contributes towards preparing a child to be able to learn and think in a way that they're ready to go into kindergarten and start taking in all that information that they'll receive in school.
So let's talk about the event coming up on Sunday, August 8th, this day-long event. It's at the Idaho Botanical Garden in Boise. What can folks expect once they're there?
Yeah, so it will be taking place from 11 to 3, as you said, at the Idaho Botanical Garden. Everything will be outside, and it includes free admission to the garden. So everything will be free, and I want to make sure to emphasize that, because we know that being a parent and can be expensive, especially for family outings. And we want to make sure that parents aren't reaching for their wallet during this event. And So what people can expect is there will be activities for children at stations around the garden. They'll be spaced out. We have over 25 different organizations that will be participating and providing fun STEM activities, crafts, obstacle courses, water play stations, all different kinds of activities that children will be able to participate in. And parents will actually be able to be exposed to the resources that exist for families around the Treasure Valley and in Idaho. So that's really important for us. We want to make sure that families know what's available to them.
So I know you said it's free. Do people need to sign up or can they just show up?
They can just show up. They don't need to sign up. That's a great question. So yes, they can just show up. We'll have a welcome table and there'll be stations all over the garden. And we hope people explore all of them. We'll also have a stage that will have some live music and some interactive story time performances throughout the day. And we'll have food trucks as well. So if anyone's worried about either packing a lunch or rushing to have lunch before coming, the food trucks are there and will be available to those that wish to have lunch there. So,
well, perfect, especially if you forgot to pack food and you have a child that melts down. Not that I've ever had that experience before. Anyways, Sherilyn, I appreciate you coming on the show. We've been talking with Sherilyn Bowder with Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children about this year's day-long celebration of the young child on August 8th at the Idaho Botanical Garden in Boise. It will be free. More Idaho Matters next.